Up and Adam for your Monday. It is Snow FM Breakfast back with a vengeance after a huge weekend. Simo and Jordan.
Simo, did you have a good weekend? Did you party on hard?
Oh, not as hard as you, my friend. We were floating around at Snow Tunes there and I was in bed by 11, I reckon.
Not 11 a.m. the next day?
No, 11 p.m.
I see.
It's good to be a responsible adult. How did you go?
Yeah, well, I was, I did make it back to bed.
Yep.
Can't remember what time.
The next day?
It was the next day.
Yeah, classic.
Can't remember what time, but no, it was a great weekend, and it's brilliant to be here. And Simo, each and every Monday morning, we take it in turns to do a shot.
It's time to get back to business, as they say.
Of a health-related drink. This week, it's me who is providing the drink for you. Now, Simo, you brought in a new rule about this over the weekend.
Yeah, I feel like if you can prove, right, this is just a thought that I had because I didn't know whose turn it was. I'm great at keeping track of that stuff. You should be able to plead your case. So if the person bringing in the beverage cannot wholesomely prove that it gives some kind of nutritional benefit over negative side effects, then if proof is shown, then the shot does not need to be consumed.
I see. Well, don't mind me. I'm just going to spend the next song Googling, trying to find some obscure link and reference that the beverage that I have planned for you is, in fact, healthy.
Yeah, you're going to need to do your research, find it from one of those articles in, what is it, regional Asian countries.
Is it worrying that I type in the health benefits of this item and all of them start with the word may?
Sam Smith, how do you sleep on Snow FM Breakfast? Simo and Jordan with you, kicking off Monday in style. And Captain Cash, also back with a vengeance. He will be joining us, well, 7:15. We'll give you the song that you need to listen out for, but that's all yet to come. Let's talk meantime.
Yes, Simo, you'll struggle to sleep after having this. So,
standard. Oh, so, is there coffee in here?
No. Well, it's another beverage that will keep you up and excited. All right, so Simo, normally we do this in a shot glass, so we take shots of a health-related drink.
Shots every Monday morning.
To get the week going.
Party, party.
This week I have had to substitute shot glass for a mug because the shot glass is plastic and you can't really put that in the microwave.
So it's heated.
So it is heated. It is a warm stuff.
Yeah.
It's something that you've had. You've had this, and I'm sure you enjoy the taste of it. All right, see right here.
All right.
Just get it. There you go. Can you see what it is?
What is that? Is that pure honey?
No.
What is it?
So this, Simo, is chocolate.
Oh, man.
I thought it'd be nice. So dark chocolate actually does have some health benefits. It's very nutritious. It's a good source of antioxidants. And may improve blood flow and lower blood pressure.
I'm not 100% happy about this, I'll be honest.
Why?
Because, as you know, I skipped out on pizza last night because I'm on the rabbit food this week.
Of course, yes, you're going to Sydney, you're on the health
I'm
diet.
I'm on like a huge health kick. Well, this is less than
I thought this would
ideal.
Be nice. Well, yeah. I tell you what, Simo, there's always a bit of a twist when I do things like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's never just chocolate.
Right.
And, you know,
what
chocolate, although there it is very healthy. Oh, no, it's just chocolate at the moment. I'm going to add something in a moment.
Jordan's been cooking.
Although it is just chocolate at the moment, and, you know, chocolate does have some health benefits.
Yes.
You know, let's face it, chocolate's pretty unhealthy.
Right.
So I'm going to add something to it, which does go with chocolate normally.
Okay.
You can buy this brand of chocolate, which is a natural pain relief. It clears congestion. And it will help you lose weight.
Right.
And fights inflammation. Simo, are you happy with these things?
What is it?
Well, my favourite brand of chocolate is the chocolate infused with chilli.
Oh,
so in my pocket, Simo, here.
Yes.
I'm just revealing I have got chilli powder.
Right.
Which actually comes with a warning on the back of the label.
Oh, man.
I was reading it just before. They kind of say, you know, just be a bit careful with this stuff.
Okay.
So I'm just going to open the packet now. I've got here a mug of melted chocolate.
Right.
Just going to open the packet of chilli powder now.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Dude.
Jeez, I just had a little whiff of that, so I went right up my nose.
Ah, dear.
Jesus. All right, Simo, how much should I add?
I feel like there is a first caller through. Jordan, are you excited for this, by the way?
Oh, there is a first caller through. In that case, I might not add any. Okay, Simo, how much should I add?
Well, just however much you think, Jordan. I trust your instincts. Good morning to the first caller through getting amongst the shots. Who have we got there?
It's William again.
Yes, William. He is the man, the myth, the legend that always gets involved on the Monday morning in this, which is great.
Just here, Simo, I'm going to pass it to you.
Yeah.
Here, just have a little whiff. Like the chilli and the chocolateness.
Okay. Right. Are you a chocolate man, William?
yeah, like when I heard chocolate, I'm like, oh, it can't be that bad. But as soon as it said chili, I'm like, nah, nah.
Yeah, now this chili that he's added is like, it's literally just a home brand chili.
I know,
like,
it's literally
from
like,
an aisle at.
It's just from the supermarket. It comes with a warning on it.
Yeah.
Just so that actually, like, genuinely says, be careful.
All right.
Like, warning, do not use too much of this stuff.
Shall we give William the 7-second buffer to decide what he wants to do?
I mean, I think he's already decided, but go on then.
Oh, dear. Everybody! All right, what are you thinking, William?
I'm switching it around.
Yep. Yes! Did you put enough chili in there?
I think I put plenty.
Jordan wins. All right, Jordan, let's get this countdown right. happening, shall we?
So instead of a shot, I'm thinking I just have to do like a teaspoon of this stuff.
It's right. So runny.
I know, all God, right. Look at it, it's so
yeah,
runny.
Yeah, mate, with the chili in there.
I know, the chili's just made it more runny. All right, can we get the countdown before I dribble it everywhere?
All right, go for it, William.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, the chili's hit. Oh,
oh. Oh, man, there's a bit of a, like, delay in here. Oh. You right?
It's like the first second was... Oh, where's my water? It's like the first second was brilliant, and then... Oh.
Okay, William, do you
what
know...
What is in this chili?
William, do you know much about chili at all?
Oh, God, that's
hard. I have milk, not water.
Someone get me milk.
He's literally about to take a drink of water right when you said that.
What is in this chili? Like, seriously, dear. This should just be a warning. They shouldn't just sell this. Why did I think this was a good idea?
Oh, dear, William, he's dribbling everywhere. I'll get you out of here. Thanks very much for the call.
Enjoy.
He's enjoying, all right. Oh, mate.
Okay.
Alicia Cara, okay, on Snow FM at breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Now, Simo, are you a bit of a scared flyer, would you say? How do you deal with aeroplanes?
No, I sleep. I sleep straight through it.
Typically. Oh, yes, of course, you're a sleep flyer.
Yeah, I did the Euro trip via, I think it was Hong Kong, maybe? Mm-hmm. Which is not a trip you'd want to take at the moment, but I slept both long flights. So it was a really weird experience, actually, because, like, you go up, fall asleep, and then you don't know where you stand in regards to night and day. But apart from that, not having to be awake during long flights is very cool.
So you managed to sleep the whole way?
Yeah.
Hang on, just can you hear that? That's just like people hating on you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like me, people who can't sleep on flights.
Yeah, well.
Like, how do you sleep when you're like crammed in a seat in economy?
I just feel.
Oh, wait, hang on. Were you up the front?
No, I just feel.
Oh, I just thought you might have been.
I'm just full of love, Jordan. Feel, mm-hmm. feel comfortable around the people of the.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. About 5 minutes in, I want to punch the person.
The reason we bring it up is because a trainee pilot behind the controls of his very first lesson up mm-hmm. in the sky, he had to make an emergency landing because his instructor fell unconscious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the instructor wasn't able to help?
No. I've got a couple of comments from, air traffic control. So the student is feeding this back to the towers. He's like,
yeah.
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down. So not only is he pressing the buttons, flying a plane, he's also trying to like make sure that his asleep instructor doesn't get concussed.
Did he pass his flying lesson?
Not only that, he managed to, engineer a emergency landing.
Well done. So we managed to get the plane down safely and the instructor and everyone was okay?
Yes, everyone was fine.
Yes.
But how would you be at air traffic control when you hear this back through the radio? This is my favourite one. So the air traffic control goes, do you know how to operate the plane? And then back over there is, no, this is my first lesson. Just everyone's like, all right, yep, everyone in air traffic control, this is where we want to be.
Well, I mean, you know, or you could just have an air traffic controller going, right, well, this is going to be tricky. I'm going to pop to lunch.
Yeah.
And then
clock off.
No, but it's amazing, the air traffic control, what they do at that, like the really big airports where there's like massive planes landing every 30 seconds. Yeah. And, like, there's not more plane crashes. I don't know how they do it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But the worst part about this story is when he was landing, he didn't keep his wings level, so he actually failed his lesson.
Oh.
I know. That's a shame.
That's not true.
I know. I just made that up. I'm assuming he passed.
I feel like.
I'm assuming he passed the lesson and maybe. Maybe the next five as well.
I feel like as soon as the instructor fell asleep, lesson over. Like, it becomes real.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's not less than over because you're still at 37,000 feet.
Either that.
And, you know, you can't just hop out and go, right, see you next Tuesday for my next lesson. Yeah. You can't really do that.
Do you reckon he booked the same instructor next time?
I mean, perhaps, but just get someone else in the back.
The tables have turned. He rocks up for his lesson next week. It's like, okay, so now what we're going to do today is we're going to work on staying awake.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
It's called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turn or Burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
It is time, Turn or Burn, back. It's all thanks to Monster Energy. Snowboard trick or food? You tell me.
Simo, give us a call now if you want to play. Simo will say the name of an item that is either a snowboard trick or a food or beverage. All you have to do is give us a call and let us know which one it is. So if you're a snowboard enthusiast, brilliant. If you're a chef, brilliant. Even if you're neither of them, you know what? It's a 50-50. You know, they're pretty good odds.
100%. 64572977 is the number to call to play. If you get it correct, you're straight into the draw for the Ultimate Snowboarders package, which includes a Monster Energy snowboard, a snow beard, and there's like cans of Monster Energy to get involved there as well.
We've got loads of cans of Monster Energy. We want to give them away. They're clogging up our office.
64572977. If you know what the ho-ho is, is that a fish?
The ho-ho?
Yes.
I know it's something Father Christmas says.
It is.
But if the competition was snowboard or Father Christmas quote, I would know which one it was, but it's not. It's good, snowboard or food.
Good morning to our contestant. First caller through. Who have we got there this morning?
You've got Greg.
Morning, Greg. How are you for your Monday?
Bright and chirpy. I've got a nice big cup of coffee with me.
Oh, brilliant. How do you take the coffee?
White with one.
Nice. I was going to say, if you want to be even more chirpy, just straight... The black coffee espresso. What do you reckon, Greg, the ho-o, is that a snowboard trick or is it a food? Is that like a hake? It sounds like it might be in the fish family to me, but I could be... What do you reckon?
The ho-ho, what is that?
I could be leading him astray.
I know you could be. You're in a very cunning mood this morning, Simo. He's just in here just stroking a white cat like a Bond villain,
that's
by
right.
the way. So trust or not.
Well, that makes it much easier for me. I'm going to go with the snowboard trick.
All right, he's going to go with the snowboard trick.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we find out from our dear friend Hans Strudelbauer?
Yeah.
Ja, ho, ho, ho. Hier ist der Weihnachtsmann Franz Strudelbauer. Da ho, ho ist der two-handed handplant snowboard trick. Nix biscuit, nein Santa Claus.
The man knows.
Well
he's
done.
All over it. You got the win there, Greg. Nice work to accompany the coffee this morning. So
you even managed to see through Simo trying to lead you down the wrong... Simo, do you not want people to win this? Why are we trying to lead him down?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, the ho-ho, it's a fish. I had ho-ho and chips for dinner last night. Why are you trying to lead him down the wrong path, Simo?
I'm sure you can have a ho-ho battered or grilled or crumbed.
I know, it does sound delicious. Don't get me wrong, but it's also not a thing.
Greg, what time do you reckon you can get amongst the first sugary drink after you finish your coffee?
About 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes and he's set to go.
And how long do you reckon you can get into the fish and chips after your coffee?
That's probably a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Sugar first.
Yes. Get your sugar hit, then carb up.
Yeah, carbs later.
Yep.
Greg, you've scored yourself. You're into the draw for that Ultimate Snowboarders package thanks to Monster Energy. And we'll throw a couple of Monster cans your way as well. Because it sounds like, considering you're white with one, we'll energize you a little bit more. Sound good?
That sounds great.
Have a good one, Greg. Thanks for the call.
All right, see you guys.
How good. He's all sugared up, ready for the Monday.
Yeah,
on fire. This is a bad guy. Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish. Wait, sure. No. 19 minutes to 8, and it is Simo and Jordan hanging out with you for your Monday.
And Simo, a Facebook event has gone a little bit astray over the weekend.
Right.
This happened in Scotland and involved, you would be familiar with the Swedish furniture chain IKEA.
Plenty of things go awry in Scotland. They're the ones that invented bagpipes, right?
Plenty of things go awry in IKEA as well. I mean, you know, you go in there and you get lost for 3 days.
Swedish store in a Scottish, well, in Scotland. Scottish country.
Swedish store in a Scottish Scotland. Fair enough. So this group of people created a Facebook page saying, let's play a massive game of hide and seek in IKEA.
Okay.
Which I reckon would be fun.
Right.
Unfortunately for them, 12,000 people rocked up or kind of said that they were going. I don't think 12,000 people rocked up. I think 2,000 people rocked up.
Yep.
But still, yeah, they started going into the Glasgow IKEA and just started hiding kind of in cupboards and in fridges and under beds.
Right.
So much so that the police had to be called to try and get them all out.
How many people?
So about 2,000 people rocked up.
Jeez, what do you reckon the police presence is in Scotland?
Well, according to this article, only 5 cops rocked up. So, I mean, I don't know what the rest of them were doing.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, not dealing with this. There's actually a couple of similar events like this have happened, and they kind of make the Scottish one, they kind of dwarf it in size.
Is this the branded, like, they can't stop all of us chain? The same people that want to go to Area 51 because, well, they can't stop all of us?
Yeah, so there's a Facebook page was said, let's all storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. That was set up as a joke, and all of a sudden 2 million people said that they were doing it. I don't know if it's kind of following that chain, but there have been other people who have tried events to play hide-and-seek in IKEA before, which kind of made this Scottish one look a bit, small in comparison.
Okay.
You know, 19,000 people signed up to play hide-and-seek in Amsterdam.
Right.
And 32,000 people signed up to play in Eindhoven.
Okay.
Which is a lot of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of beds.
Amsterdam, hey?
Yeah. You know who I feel sorry for in all of this?
Right.
The poor, like, security guard or the poor manager who has to go around IKEA at the end making sure everyone's out before he locks the door.
Yeah,
like,
that
normally
sucks.
He can just kind of, you know, have
check
a little
the toilets.
Chill. Check the toilets. No one there.
No
one else waiting for meatballs or whatever. And, you know, there's no one there. But now he has to look through every single cupboard and every single fridge and under every single bed.
Oh, dear.
I think he's actually still there. By the time he's finished, it's time to open the doors again.
The store manager in Scotland would be Swedish as well. Like, why is they do this?
Was that your Swedish accent?
Kind of. It
sounded remarkably German.
maybe it's kind of like generic European.
Just do Swedish chef accent.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
Can you not do a Swedish chef?
Go ahead.
Hurdy gurdy gurdy.
Oh, okay, right.
Have you not seen a Swedish chef?
I mean, he's the guy with a knife, right? You wouldn't want that walking around IKEA.
Good point. Also, he's a puppet.
Slide away. This is Miley. Once upon a time, it was Addicted to You, Avicii, Snow FM Breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. 7 minutes on the way to your 8. And we're talking trust and things that you can borrow nor shouldn't borrow.
Yeah, Simo, can I borrow your driver's license for a little bit? Actually, can I borrow your FBOS card? I just need some new shoes online.
Nothing on it. So the reason we bring it up is because this has broken a story regarding a police officer who's had to resign because her friend had been arrested for borrowing, 99s and 66s involved there as well, I reckon, for borrowing the officer's badge and gun to get some free snacks at a drive-thru.
Okay, just give me a second. So let's say the friend of the officer
borrowed,
inverted commas,
yes,
just to get snacks. Did police get free drive-thru?
Well, this is news to me. I was chatting to some cops, actually, of recent times.
Do you want to elaborate on that? I was having a chat to the cops. They pinned me down. I was in handcuffs, but I was just having a nice chat. They're nice guys.
I mean, I guess...
Were you arrested for?
No, I wasn't arrested for anything. I was having dinner with some cops.
Again, were you like in some kind of place where there's lots of metal bars called a prison?
Two detectives.
And were you kind of sitting on a table and they were all standing around you, arms crossed, looking very angry?
I tell you what I was. I was at a table with two detectives.
Oh, two detectives?
Two detectives.
Was one of them James Bond?
No, but where does the line for you? This is why I bring
hang
it up.
Hang on.
Okay.
You were at dinner with two detectives.
Yes.
Can you disclose any further information or was it confidential?
No.
Oh, come on.
But what I will say is that I think they get, at some Maccas, I think cops actually, if they're up late and attending crime scenes, then they do get some free food, potentially. I don't want to make that alleged. That's hearsay.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Very amazing word, that, allegedly. So you're our resident cop here, and now you're best friends with them, apparently.
Mm, yes.
What would be, would this be legal if I was to go and just hire a cop costume from a costume shop and just go to a takeaway?
I mean,
do you reckon that would work?
I think there's like a level of like cop lookalike that you can be, so you can't have anything with police written on it, I imagine.
I see.
We might have to ring the. We might have to call the police.
I mean, that's not going to look suspicious. Look, guys. So we want to find out how close we can get to impersonating you guys
without
it being a crime. You know, that's not going to be a weird phone call, is it?
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so we kept getting distracted. So someone borrowed, in inverted commas, a cop's
and a gun.
License.
So what I was wondering is...
I mean, they've all got badges and stuff that proves that they're cops. Mm. I mean, I'm assuming this happened in America.
Correct.
I'm shocked that the first person didn't already have a gun. I just thought everyone does.
Very good point. But what's the line for you? So what items would you happily let your mates borrow? So like pens and...
If you borrow a pen,
I think it's... Like anything that goes in a pencil case, fine.
Yeah, but I think there's kind of an unwritten rule. There's not a good chance you're going to ever see that again.
Okay, that's fair.
I agree. I mean, that's a pen, and I've probably stolen a million from them. And in fact, it probably was their pen in the first place, and I borrowed it, and it just, yeah. It just lived there.
And what would the next tier up be for you? Like, at what point does it get to something that you wouldn't let them borrow?
Well, certainly what you said before with, like, driver's license.
Driver's license? That's a red flag?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, just from a sake of, A, I need that to get to and from work. If I do get pulled over by cops,
yes,
they're just probably not going to look. They're probably going to frown upon me if I say, "Oh no, look, my mate's just borrowing my license for a second."
Up there for me would be underpants. Where do you stand?
I've never had someone ask to wear my
to
underpants.
Borrow them.
No,
like no housemates or anything. That's never happened to you.
No,
no,
no. We all have our own underwear.
Hang on.
If someone borrows it and they haven't given it back, do you ask them back? Do you do the passive aggressive text? Say, oh, by the way, mate, can I just have my Calvin Klein's back? They're my best ones.
Probably not.
No, yeah. Would you want them back?
No, you just let them go, man. New Five Sauce Teeth on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you, 20 to 9.
And Simo, a man in Victoria's got into a little bit of trouble with the law.
Victorians.
To do with a fishing rod and a drone.
Okay, right. I thought potentially there was going to be a VB involved as well.
There is, actually.
Actually, yes.
That was another thing.
Why am I not surprised?
So this man in country Victoria thought, it's a lovely day, I'll go to a spot of fishing.
Yep.
Of which is a good activity to do and not illegal. However, the way he did it was slightly illegal.
Yeah.
What he decided to do was to get his drone out and attach his drone to his deck chair.
A Melbournian with a bottle of VB and a drone. Yeah, sure, this is going to go great.
Okay, so he got the drone, attached it to his chair, sat on the chair, turned the drone on, the drone lifted him and the chair up.
Right.
It got quite high, actually. I think it got like 30-odd metres or something.
Okay.
Flew himself out into the middle of the lake where he was, had a VB on hand in the stubby cooler in the chair, and just threw out a fishing rod. Started doing a spot of fishing.
Any news on whether he caught anything?
No, but just like everyone else who went fishing, I almost caught this biggest fish. I saw it and then it just got away.
Because I actually did see this, and the fisher guy, he actually developed, it was a drone that they made themselves.
Sorry, the fisher guy.
The fisher guy. The angler?
The fisherman?
Would you say an angler?
I would also say an angler.
Yeah, so.
Not fisher guy.
Well, because he clearly can't decide what he is, either a drone engineer or just an angler.
A drone fisher.
Well, because the drone that he used, like your average run-of-the-mill drone that you pick up from, I don't know if you can
your
pick
local
up from,
drone shop.
Yeah. Doesn't have the kind of power to pick up a human being.
I know, because I was thinking that, because I didn't think the drones had enough power. No. I didn't think that they were helicopters.
No,
they
don't.
Then I saw this, and I was wondering about that, how it works. He must have got some superpowered drone, but did he make it himself?
No, that's exactly what he did.
Airbus, Boeing, give this guy a job.
He put a couple of drones together, I believe, so... Definitely not, what is it, quality control?
Yeah, definitely not quality control, but he has got in trouble with the law because apparently...
not surprised.
That classes as an aviation vehicle.
Yes.
And he's not a registered pilot.
Yeah.
So he can't fly it. So the police did a little bit of knock on the door and said, no.
It'd be better if they were reading him. What is it like the... What do they call them? Police rights? Not rights, but what are they? Police?
What do you mean? You have the right to remain silent?
That stuff, yeah.
Anything you say or do may be used in evidence, blah, blah, blah.
Imagine if they've just got the megaphone yelling that at him as he's like over the top of the lake flying around
I'll be with you in a minute. I've got a good one on the line. I don't want to let this one go.
Oh, dear. Melbournians, honestly.